Scott Chowski giving testimony at a public hearing at Lehman College today.
Unless we eat only organic food, the only way to know you are eating GE-free food, each U.S. eater consumes our body weight in GE foods a year. People in New York State have no way of knowing whether the foods we buy are GE or contain GE ingredients because the FDA has chosen not to label GE foods.
Scott Chowski is a CSA farmer for 24 years who comes from Long Island. He gave testimony at a public hearing at Lehman College today, hosted by the New York State Assembly Committee on Consumer Affairs and Protections. Hundreds of people turned out to give testimony, both supporters and dissenters, over Bill A3525A, which, if passed, would require the labeling of food or food products that contain genetically modified material or that is produced with genetically modified material. There would be fines for false labels and misbranding. People came from Long Island, Westchester, farmers from upstate, and there were representatives from the Grocery Manufacturing Association, Farm Bureau, Monsanto, and Food and Water Watch. New York Assembly member Linda Rosenthal, who represents the Upper West Side and Hell's Kitchen in New York, is the sponsor of the bill and said she created it in response to the hundreds of calls she got to her office.
People in New York State, all over the state, are demanding that we have a law mandating labeling of GMOs. And so I sponsored a bill in the last session, which was defeated in the committee after some of the seed company lobbyists did their job and lobbied really, really hard and turned a few votes that were supposed to be yes and that were going to be yes until they gotten hold of by the Monsanto lobbyists. So the chair, Jeffrey Dinowitz, held a hearing to discuss the bill, and we heard from people from both sides of this issue today. A version of it was carried by other assembly members, but this is the first time that the bill has actually made it onto an agenda. So I think that is progress, first of all. Secondly, I think people needed to be educated about the ins and outs of GMOs and why labeling is important and the widespread demand for labeling of GMO products. And so we learned a lot about that today with the various witnesses.
And the American public is demanding labeling. Californians voted for Prop 37, which would have been the first state to pass GMO labeling legislation. Those in support, 47%, were narrowly defeated, but that was only after a multi-million dollar advertising campaign organized by Monsanto to say the need for labeling would place undue burden on food manufacturers, supermarkets, and mom-and-pop stores. The state of Connecticut has passed a GMO labeling law, but that's contingent on four other states choosing to pass similar legislation. Rosenthal says New York likes to be a leader and wouldn't have such restrictions in its law. A testimony was heard from Luther Van Giddens, an industrial consultant for the Biotechnology Industry Organization, who spoke on behalf of GMOs and said some of the statements he'd heard made during the hearings were false.
One of the previous speakers suggested that countries around the world that have imposed these labeling requirements have not seen increases in their food costs. I have bought food in many of these countries around the world, and I can tell you from firsthand experience that even though I am not an economist, the countries that take their food labeling laws seriously and enforce the provisions of those labeling laws generally have food costs that are substantially and significantly higher than we see here in the United States. Food costs in Europe are significantly higher than they are here, so also in Japan and Korea. Food costs in Kenya and in Malaysia and Indonesia or Ukraine or Kazakhstan are not significantly higher, but they don't enforce their labeling laws.
There was quite a debate over the burden on manufacturers where it comes to labeling GMOs, but Rosenthal thinks the argument is specious.
They could not come up with clear illustrations and numbers for how this would affect their bottom line. They just called it a burden. But I brought out the fact that labels change all the time when they add ingredients, when they want to call it new, when they want to call it improved. So this is built into their production and marketing system. In addition, all of the GMO foods that we export have to have labels. because all these other countries, like 62 other countries, demand GMO labeling or they won't accept it. So they already do tailor labeling to other countries.
Scott Chasky, the CSIA farmer, said another argument is that most food contain GMOs.
GE corn, soy, or canola, so everything would need to be labeled, and thus the label would be meaningless. If all of our food products need a GE label, how is that something we don't need to know? Could it be that the companies that produce GE seed are afraid that a label on everything in the grocery store will cause consumers to demand change?
Rosenthal said the bill will be introduced in the January session in Albany, but before then she's considering hosting a roundtable for further discussion. The archive on the hearing will be on the New York State government website later this week. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.